KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 65 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Police in Creston are investigating an incident of vehicle vandalism. Officials say a resident in the 500 block of West Montgomery Street in Creston reported Wednesday morning that someone had thrown a large stone through the passenger side window of his vehicle, which was parked near his home. The incident happened sometime between 4:40 p.m. on Tuesday and 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday. The vehicle's window was broken during the incident and dashboard trim was damaged. The victim reports a pack of cigarettes was also stolen from inside the vehicle. The loss was estimated at $300 altogether. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a search warrant was executed at a residence in Defiance late Tuesday night that resulted in the arrest of three people on drug and other charges. The warrant was executed around 11:45 p.m. Tuesday at 313 Railway Street in Defiance, where three people were residing. Those individuals were identified as 26-year-old Andrew Nielsen and 27-year-old Jackie Thielen, both of Defiance, and 24-year-old Anthony Bennett of Harlan. Deputies also discovered a controlled substance believed to be methamphetamine, along with drug paraphernalia, packaging materials, and related items. Officials say the suspects were brought to the Shelby County Jail, where Nielsen and Thielen each face felony charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Both also face misdemeanor charges of prohibited acts and possession of drug paraphernalia, and their bonds were set at $100,000 each. Bennett faces a single felony charge of gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. His bond was set at $5,000. Assisting the Shelby County Sheriff's Office in conducting the search was the Harlan Police Department's K-9 unit. An accident next to the bacon processing plant south of Harlan Tuesday resulted in minor injuries to both drivers. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the collision happened around 2:50 p.m. Tuesday on Highway 59 at the intersection with 870th Street near Shelby County Cookers. An investigation determined a 2001 Ford Escape driven by a 59-year-old Becky Watkins of Harlan was southbound on Highway 59 and had slowed down prior to attempting to make a left turn onto 870th Street when her SUV was struck from behind by a 2002 Buick LeSabre. The driver of the Buick was identified as 20-year-old Alexandria Temme of Harlan. Both drivers were transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan for treatment of minor injuries. Harlan Fire and Rescue personnel assisted at the scene. The accident had remained under investigation with charges pending. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 50-year-old David Dwayne Kirchner of Atlantic was arrested July 21st. Kirchner was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance and a prescription drug violation. He remained held in the Cass County Jail on $3,000 bond. Also last week, deputies at the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 38-year-old Cameo Margaret Smith of Exira on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for fourth-degree theft. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. On July 24th, deputies arrested 24-year-old Mark Allen Fredrickson of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear and a charge of driving while revoked. Fredrickson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. On July 25th, the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 25-year-old Devin Sparks, Register of Atlantic, on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for fifth-degree theft. Register was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $325 bond. And this past Monday, deputies arrested 39-year-old Mark Edward Ernst of Bridgewater on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Ernst was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. In other news, a reminder from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce for you to mark Saturday, August 8th on your calendar. That's because the date for Atlantic Fest, downtown Atlantic, will be filled with fun activities for all ages. You can come early and enjoy a pancake breakfast or start the day off with a run through town and the annual road race with a new route or enjoy a leisurely tractor ride. Chamber officials say there will be crafters available from all over Southwest Iowa, as well as some of the best food vendors to help satisfy your appetite. The kids will be able to enjoy the pony rides and a bounce house while adults can relax in the beer garden or play in the all-new bags tournament. There's free entertainment throughout the day during Atlantic Fest, including local favorites Glass House Prophet and Dirt Road Divide. You can enjoy the 17th annual car show and motorcycle show on that date, and there will be some amazing vehicles that you probably won't be able to see anywhere else. Atlantic Fest is brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, Again, that's on Saturday, August the 8th, with something for everyone. If you'd like more information, just go to AtlanticIowa.com on the web. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst took the lead on Wednesday in introducing a bill that would cut federal funds to Planned Parenthood in the wake of the latest release of videos showing leaders of the organization talking about harvesting body parts from aborted babies to be sold. Ernst was joined at Washington, D.C. news conference by seven other Republican senators, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
The recent footage depicting Planned Parenthood's role in the harvesting of organs, heart, liver, kidneys, of unborn babies is morally reprehensible and vile. The American people, Republicans and Democrats alike, are horrified by the utter lack of compassion shown by Planned Parenthood for these women and their babies.
Ernst says people in both parties are upset by the videos, including a Democratic candidate for president.
In fact, now Hillary Clinton is calling these Planned Parenthood images disturbing, and I agree. These videos are hard for anyone to defend and hit at the moral fabric of our society.
Ernst says the bill she is backing will take away federal dollars from Planned Parenthood.
In addition to defunding Planned Parenthood, our legislation ensures that federal funding taken from Planned Parenthood will be made available to other entities that provide health services for women.
She says the bill won't hurt the availability of health services for women.
I want to make clear that there will be no reduction in overall federal funding available to support women's health.
And Ernst was asked if the bill would include state funding.
What we are discussing right now is just that federal legislation, and then how those state dollars, local dollars, are handled will be another issue that will have to be addressed later on.
She was also asked if she is against all research using fetal tissue, and Ernst says that is a separate issue. She says what we're seeing right now is absolutely reprehensible. There are a number of questions that have been raised by the videos, and she added that I have joined and led 49 other senators in a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell asking that she take a look at this matter. Ernst said they want to make sure that any documents regarding the issue are preserved and that she's doing a thorough investigation. And we'll see what the results are after Burwell does that. Democrat Hillary Clinton's campaign released a statement as well from Jill June, the former president of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, in response to the Republican senator's news conference. The statement said, Republican efforts to defund Planned Parenthood are nothing but a callous and political attempt to put ideology ahead of the health and well-being of Iowa women. Clinton says, we've seen this movie before. Senator Ernst and other Republican senators should drop their latest attack on Planned Parenthood that provides health care each year to nearly 60,000 patients in Iowa and surrounding states, including in hard-to-serve rural areas. Hillary Clinton believes health care should be left between a woman and her doctor, full stop. It's time politicians, she says, stop trying to insert themselves in these personal decisions and instead focus on the issues Iowans elected them to solve. Authorities say a man leading a car chase in central Iowa reached speeds of more than 100 miles per hour before his vehicle flew off the road and into an auto auction lot yesterday. Sergeant Joe Eller with the Iowa State Patrol says a trooper was pursuing a vehicle Wednesday near Waukee when the car increased its speed to more than 100 miles per hour while passing other vehicles. The car flew off a highway ramp before entering a ditch and landing in an auto auction lot. The driver of the vehicle, whose name has not yet been released, survived the crash and was taken to a local hospital, suffering from a head injury that was serious but non-life-threatening. Additional information is not available, and the case remains under investigation. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.